We are going down the valley one by one. You and comrade, you and I were there, have none. But a tender hand will guide us lest we fall. Christ is going down the valley with us all. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one.
Amen.
I do ask for intercessory prayers tonight. Brother Chuck gave me a call this evening, thought there may be a scheduling conflict, and asked if I would try. So I said I would, immediately started praying. And I just want to bring forth what the Lord put on my heart. Try to do it in a way that would be upbuilding to him and to us too. And I'm going to be taking a reading lesson here from a couple of places out of the 15th chapter of Matthew, beginning with about the 21st verse, and then out of the 6th chapter of John, beginning with the 66th verse. These scriptures come, and this thought come to me. And I wanted to honor God and be upbuilding his cause, his kingdom. His kingdom, he established it when he was in the here on earth, and it's his church. And that, I'm thankful that he did establish his church, ain't you? I hear Brother Curtis say that often. If it hadn't been for the church, the gospel may have never got to us. It wouldn't have, I don't imagine. But he left his church here, his kingdom, to spread the word. And I pray that Fairview Memorial will always, until the Lord comes back, be here as the lighthouse to the community. And we'll uphold Jesus to a lost and dying world. I tell you, that's the only hope this whole world's got. My thought here tonight, on the way in, I thought I don't want it to be discouraging. I want it to be encouraging to the church. And the scripture come to my mind in the 6th chapter of Galatians. It said, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." And that's my desire to tonight try to strengthen us, to uplift the name of Jesus, because he's the only hope we got. There is no other name given under heaven among man whereby we must be saved. That's the only hope for eternal life for lost humanity is Jesus Christ. And we need to not be weary in well-doing. How easy it is for us to get distracted, overwhelmed, and get to fall away. In this 15th chapter of Matthew, in this 21st verse, reads like this: "And this Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, is it not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs? And I'd like to stop my reading for now right there in that 15th chapter and turn over to the 6th chapter of the book of John, the 66th verse. It says, and from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe that thou art, we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And that's reading those verses out of the 6th chapter of the book of John. Tonight, as we come here and as well I study and meditated on this, you know, we might not realize it, but we're in a warfare, people. It's not a carnal warfare, even though the world seems to be at war all around us, but there is a spiritual warfare going on. We need not be weary in well-doing. You know, the book of Titus and the second Thessalonians, excuse me, it talks about the coming of the Lord, and it talks about a falling away. There'll be a falling away before the Lord comes back. I don't know if we're in that falling away, but I don't think any of us can deny that there's not a falling away of God's people right now. You know, as I read these scriptures and thought on this, it's kind of unusual, never intended or thought I'd use these for a text, but with the help of God, I'm going to try tonight. You know, this woman, she come to the Lord Jesus. Boy, I tell you what, we need to spend more time going to the Lord Jesus. I said, he's the only hope that this world has. But this woman, there were some things that happened to her that I'm afraid would be, I want each of us to think of ourselves in this woman's shoes. You know, she heard about the Lord Jesus, his ability to heal the world, that region of the world, it was going far and wide what Jesus could do. You know, the end of the 14th chapter there says that they were a man that in that place had knowledge, and they sent out in all the countries around about and brought it unto him to bring unto him all that were diseased. So they had heard that Jesus, he could heal. And this woman, she come to him, she acknowledged him as Lord. She had a knowledge of the Lord. You know, she had to hear it from somebody, didn't she? You know, that's what we're here for. That's what the church is here for. To put out the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. That he is Lord. That he is King. And he is the Savior of the world. So she had heard about that, and she wasn't coming to him on her own behalf. She had a daughter that was vexed with the devil. And I don't know exactly what that pertains, but his daughter was grievous. Her daughter was grievously vexed. And I say that woman had tried everything she could do to help her daughter. I'm sure it was like the woman with the issue of blood. I'm sure she had took her to every priest, prophet, or anybody that she thought could help. I'm sure she did everything she could do. I say most of us in here have children, and we know our children get sick, and we'll do all we can do, won't we? You know the old expression that this will hurt me worse than it does you. You let something happen to your child, and you can truly understand that. You'd trade places with them, wouldn't you? But here this woman, she come to the Lord, tried, I'm sure, everything she could, but she heard that Jesus could heal. He could cast out devils. He had previous chapters, he had did that very thing. But she come to Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on me, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." I want you to think about this for a minute. I don't know the mind of Jesus, but he knowed exactly what he is doing. Brother Swindle said this morning that he's never early, he's never late, he's always there. He knowed exactly what was needed and how to go about it. We don't do that. We don't. We want things in our own time and our own way, and if it don't go that way, it's easy for us to fall away. But I want you to think, if you the only hope you had, you went to the Lord Jesus and you said, "Have mercy on me," and he answered not a word. Would that discourage you? Yeah, that would, wouldn't it? Many people would stop right there, wouldn't they? You know, have you ever prayed about something and the Lord not answer it to right off the bat, or give you the answer you thought you wanted or heard, and it just discouraged you? You thought, what's the use? Well, I've been there. We're in a, seems like we're called up, we're spoiled, we're in an instant gratification mind, and we want it here and we want it now. But you think, how that may have discouraged you. I've seen people get discouraged over less, hadn't you? But he answered her not a word. You know, a lot of people have just turned around and said, "Well, he ain't hearing me, I'm going on." You know, I thought about Elijah when he prayed for rain. You know, it didn't rain the first time he prayed. He sent his servant out and said, "Go out, look, see what you see." He said, "I don't see nothing. Blue skies. Not a cloud in the sky." You know, he did that seven times. He prayed seven times. He didn't give up, did he? He prayed seven times. That seventh time, that servant come back, and he said, "I see a little cloud out there about the size of a man's hand." You know whose hand that was? It's the Almighty's hand. Elijah said, "You go tell Ahab to get down off this place because it's fixing to come rain." Tell you people, we need to not be get weary and well doing. I said this lady here, this woman, she didn't come to the Lord on her behalf. She was coming on her child's behalf. How many of us have somebody in our own family that we need to be carrying to the Lord? And have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, thou son of David. You know, he might not answer that right off the bat, but we don't need to give up. We need to keep carrying them to the Lord. Because there's no other name given. I've got lost in my family. How many? I'd like to see hands. How many people got lost in your families around here? Well, you know what we need to be doing? We need to be carried them to the Lord. We need to go to the Lord in our prayers. Lord, have mercy. And we don't need to be weary in well-doing. We need to keep carrying them there until the Lord answers. You know, sometimes, Brother Swindle, I thank him for the message he gave us this morning. You know, sometimes we pray for things and he knows what we need before we even ask people. And he knows just exactly how to give it, when to give it, and where to give it. Sometimes we don't see it because, as he said this morning, we're spiritually discerned. We're not where we ought to be to receive the things of God. That's one discouragement. How many people, that would turn a lot of people. They'd just quit right there. Well, he's not even answering me. He's not paying me no attention. Well, a second discouragement I see here, his disciples said that and his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, she crieth after us." God help us to never be a stumbling block and from somebody trying to get to the Lord. But I mean, if you were, your daughter was sick and vexed with the devil, and that Jesus, the only hope you had, and here the people of God were saying, "You worrying us. Send her away." You, if you heard that, would that turn you away? Would that be a discouragement? Oh boy, it sure would, wouldn't it? Well, if you didn't quit because you didn't think the Lord heard you, you would surely quit if they told you that you're just worrying us. Go on, we don't want to hear it. Well, I'm thankful that God is always listening for our cry, ain't you? That the Lord Jesus, he won't turn us away. He didn't turn her away, did he? Verse 24 there says, but she cries after her, but he answered. Hear the Lord. At the right time, he answered. He said, "I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I am not, but sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Boy, would that be a discouragement to you. The only one that could help you is said it's not for the Gentiles. I'm here for the lost sheep of Israel. You know, this Canaan woman, she had an understanding of the between the Jews and the Gentiles, and how the Israel or the Jewish people was the chosen of God, and would that not turn you away? I think most of us it probably would. The Lord Himself, he just questioned her. "Am I not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel?" Boy, how easy we are to get discouraged and weary in well-doing. But this lady, she didn't let that shake her. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." She realized that was her only hope, was the Lord. People, God's the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. There's no other name given under heaven or among man, whereby we must be saved. If there's ever a hope for this country, it's the Lord Jesus. we're going to have to, it'll have to come from him. Man won't do it. Tell you, man's messed up everything he's ever laid his hand to. He's defiled it some way or another. But I tell you what, Jesus, he was perfect, wasn't he? He still is, people. He still is. He's still right on time. But she didn't let that disturb her, that he was just sent to the lost sheep of Israel. She cried out, I believe, even the louder, and said she worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and says, listen to this fourth one here. Jesus knowed exactly what he was doing and exactly what she needed. But he answered and said, is it not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dog? Boy, you talking about these other three, they would be discouraging, but to hear the Lord say that it's not meet for me to do something for you, you're just a dog. She's exactly what I was. I'm thankful that the Lord heard my cry. Is it not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dog? I want you to listen to her response here. People, this is my message tonight. Let's not get weary in well-doing. There's no place to fall away. There's no place to quit following the Lord. That's what these disciples, that followed the Lord, when things got a little hard and they heard some hard teaching and the priests and the Pharisees, they were starting to put a little pressure on Jesus and things were starting to get tough. They followed him no more. He said, will ye also go away? Ask yourself that question. If these things you come before the Lord and these discouragements come up, would you also go away? Well, there's been things happening in my life, a lot less than these, that have caused me to fall away, people. Not be where I ought to be. You know, I've never lost my salvation. I'm glad it's that the Lord's keeping my salvation. Because I couldn't hold it, people. You couldn't either. You know, people say that you do this and do that, you can lose your salvation. Sin would do it. How big of a sin would it take? Any sin would cause you to lose it. Any sin. How able are we to keep from sinning? We're not, people. We're not able to. We are all sinners. We're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we're sinners. We're imperfect. We have a depraved nature that's within us. You know, even Peter here, you know, he walked with the Lord Jesus and he handled him with his hand. And he's seen these accounts that we read about here in the Bible and seen the miracles that Jesus did. And he even made this great profession. To whom shall we turn? For thou hast the words of eternal life. He made that. I believe he meant it. He said, we believe and are sure thou art the Lord. He believed that. I believe that too. You know why I believe that? Because he revealed himself to me as an 11-year-old boy. He revealed himself to me, first of all, through his convicting hand. He convicted me. He brought me to realize my lost and undone condition, his sight. That set up godly sorrow in my heart. He enabled me to bow. I'm thankful for a church that still has an altar, ain't you? That still instructs lost sinners to you pray until the Lord lets you know that you're saved. You know, if you're here tonight and lost, the world is full of ways to discourage you if the Lord lets you know you need to be saved. Lord might not hear you your first prayer, but I guarantee He's listening to you. There's nowhere to stop, is there? You know, this woman, she didn't give up, did she? Boy, I wished I had the faith of this Canaanite woman. I did one time. But I wished I could walk around in it. You know, because as I said, we need to be. We need to be crying out regardless of what the devil puts out before us, but regardless of the stumbling block that this world offers, the discouragement that people might be to you and the things you see in this world, we need to hold on and be crying to the Lord Jesus, have mercy. And she said, true, Lord. He just said that it's not meet for me to give the children's bread to the dogs. She said, true, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered, said to her, I want you to know, he knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know what was like then. If she didn't have the faith she ought to have, she was but she kept on keeping on. Have mercy on me, Lord. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. People, we got a reason not to get weary and well done, don't we? I said there is a lot of things in life that, they'll discourage us. They'll bring us down. They'll get us to looking off in the wrong direction even. Tell you, we need to keep our focus on the Lord, don't we? I'm not perfect at it. No, I fall short. This message is for me more than probably anybody in here. Sometimes you get to thinking, maybe the Lord don't hear you. If you're here and lost, don't ever think the Lord don't hear you. You keep seeking after the Lord until you know that He saved you and He's heard your prayer. They can't no man tell you about it. I tell you what, the world's just opposite of that. They'll try to tell you, oh, you've did enough, you've prayed long enough, you did that. I tell you, you don't listen to what the world tell you. You listen to the Lord tell you. Nobody have to tell you when you're lost. They won't nobody have to tell you when you're saved. I tell you, when that burden of sin, that trouble and sorrow that sit up in your heart, when it, in the twinkling of the eye, when it goes away and peace is put in your heart, you'll know something happened. I'll tell you that. You can believe that. How do I know that? Well, because it happened to me. I think it's happened to all that's truly been saved. They've went from sorrow, trouble, to peace. Lord Jesus, He made us whole, didn't He? He filled that void that we had in our heart. Only Jesus can do that. Peter and Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." People, things get difficult. We've got no place else to go. We're totally dependent on the Lord Jesus. He's the only hope we have. I'm thankful that He knows what we need and when we need it, and when we get to where we ought to be, He'll answer our cry. That woman's daughter, says, from that hour was made whole. He could have did that when she first come up there. I don't know why He did, but maybe her faith wasn't what it ought to be. You know, oft time my faith's not what it ought to be. I fall short. I get weak. You know, even Peter, he made this great profession. He knowed the Lord and handled Him. There was one night around the fire that his faith got a little weak, didn't he? We all have that problem. You know, that cock crowed and he remembered what the Lord had told him and said he went out and said he wept bitterly. He fell away there for a spell, didn't he? But the Lord called him back. I'm thankful that the Lord do that. I'm thankful that the Lord has a way of bringing us back and forgiving us. You know, about 40 days after that, same Peter there, he was boldly preaching Jesus to the very ones that he was hiding from that night. In the synagogue, in the temple, he is preaching Jesus, those Pharisees, Sadducees. Let's not get weary and well-doing people. There's warfare going on. It's a spiritual warfare going on. You know what's at stake? You know, I'm not worried about me and what the wickedness that's in this world, because the Lord done took care of me. Worst that happened to me is I die. Then I get to go be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I tell you what, there's no losing that battle. Death will have no victory with me, not because of me, but because of Jesus. But I tell you what, we've all got grandchildren, nephews, nieces. We've got neighbors, co-workers. They might not even know what they need. This woman, somehow, up in Palestine, she's probably Lebanon now. This may have been as far as Jesus in His ministry traveled out of Israel when He caught up with this woman, or she found Him. But somehow, she had heard about Jesus. You know, that's our job. That's what this church is here for. God help us to always be willing and able to discern the spiritual things of God. Always be willing to try to help our fellow man. Always be willing to uphold Jesus to a lost and dying world. You know, lots of things in this world that's out there, the world will try to discourage you from even doing that. Lots of times we don't need a lot of discouragement to hold us back, do we? We're awful quick to fall away, ain't we? There's way too much at stake, people, for us to be falling away. God help us to be what God would have us to be. God help us to be willing to share the good news of the gospel, to uphold Jesus, for there is no other name given under heaven among man whereby we must be saved. He's our hope. We need to keep on keeping on. That's my feeble message tonight. I pray that maybe I don't want it to be a discouragement. I want it to be an encouragement for us to not get weary in well-doing. Us always be willing to... bad things are going to happen. Things look bleak. You know, we've lost a lot of people in our church this year. And a lot of people say, well, oh boy, you know, they're all dying off. Well, there's some new ones coming in too, isn't there? We need to keep on keeping on, people. May God bless you. That's my prayer. Brother Wayne, let's have a song. If there be anybody here that's lost, my prayer for you would be to not give up. You keep seeking the Lord. Don't be like this woman. Don't let things discourage you. You just keep on seeking the Lord and He'll hear you. And you put your complete faith and trust in Him. Wait.